I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, in today's first entitled parent story, as you can tell by the title and the thumbnail, an entitled mum goes absolutely crazy on an innocent kid because he killed her son in Minecraft. Yeah, you heard me right. No physical danger, no violence of any sort. Literally just killing her son in Minecraft, a video game. Honestly, it's a mental one. Let's just get into it. Entitled mum tries to steal my phone because I killed her son in Minecraft. So, this happened last month and occurred at my best friend's birthday party. Me and my parents and brother arrived at the birthday party, and I played Minecraft with my best friend and my brother. Then, after 30 minutes, the entitled kid of this story comes to play with me. He asked if he could join my world, and I said yes, which was my first big mistake. After he joined, I gave him stuff and played for a while. And then I wanted to play Mario with my best friend, so I stopped playing Minecraft. The kid asked why I stopped playing Minecraft, and I answered that I wanted to play other games. He did seem kind of angry, but didn't say or do anything yet. While playing Mario with my best friend, the kid's entitled mum comes in front of my face. Now, I thought at the time it was because I didn't invite the entitled kid to play Mario, but I was wrong. Why did you stop playing with my son? Oh, I didn't stop playing. I'm just playing another game. Your son can join if he wants. What game were you playing before? Minecraft? Play it with my angel right now. I agreed to play because I didn't want any trouble, and I did have some grinding to do in Minecraft. Alright, fine. That's better. So, then I went back to playing Minecraft again. But I was underground grinding, so I didn't know what the entitled kid was doing. Then, after some time, I saw this message on chat. Omega was slain by entitled kid. But as dumb as I was, I thought it must be a fake dog or something. So I ignored that it happened, and I just told my brother to go and check on my dog. My brother said, hey, your dog is not in his doghouse. At this point, I knew. What? I'm coming right away. Before he leaves the game, I'm gonna kill him. He's got diamond armor, right? Yeah, get your harming arrows. So I snuck into his house and then killed him and then kicked him from the server. I also took his small house as the funeral area for my dead dog. I was just angry at him. But since I'm not a literal pet lover in Minecraft, except for horses, I just thought of it as a good excuse to kill him. And hey, you know, free diamond tools, armor. But then again, his entitled mum came over. Why did you kill my son? How dare you? I'm gonna call your parents. Because he killed my dog, and also, my parents don't even know you and won't care. In that case, I'm taking your phone. Now, obviously, I'm very protective of my phone, so I just quickly placed it in my pocket and tried to run. But the entitled mum scratches me and hits me to get my phone. To be fair, she was very close to getting it, but I pushed her hand away and ran to tell my dad, and then he confronted her. If you touch my son again, I will break your face. At this point, the entitled mum is pretty scared. I'll be calling the cops. She then ran off, and I just laugh about it with my friend. Now, the entitled kid actually tried joining my world again, but with some help from my friend, we trapped him and made him a prisoner in our new prison. Ah, oh, OP, that ending is so good. It just reminds me of, you know, when a new person comes onto your Minecraft server and you're like, you know, I'm going to mess with this guy's day for a second. Obviously, you've already got all your diamond stuff, your pickaxes, your armor, all that good stuff. Your obsidian, importantly, maybe they go AFK. Just block him in. What do you need? 6 blocks, 8 blocks, not too much obsidian, and they're literally stuck forever. Genuinely, in that situation, if you're surrounded by obsidian, locked in, and you don't have a pick, what do you do? Are you stuck forever in that server? Are you forced to make a new account? Minecraft Legends out there watching, let me know down below, but that is one way to definitely trap in an entitled kid. And I hope you did something of that ilk, OP. Great story. Entitled kid and his mum are idiots. Get him out of here. Let's move on. Now moving on to our next story. Clearly disabled person falls over. Better call the cops on them. A bit of context. Due to a brain injury a few years back, my father's motor skills haven't been the greatest. He can't operate machinery, and his memory is awful. He can usually walk around fine, if wobbly on most days, But when he's having a bad day, he needs the help of a cane or a walker. Even then, he can be pretty prone to falling over. No biggie and no ambulance needed, as long as he doesn't hit his head. And he can easily get back up with help. So, he's with me as we're on our grocery run, since he insists on paying. I'm carting our stuff back to the car, and he's hobbling alongside me with his cane, as it's a bit of an off day for him. I begin loading our stuff into the car, when Dad takes a bit of a tumble. As I go over to help my dad stand, I nearly jump out of my skin, as this nearby woman, with kids, sees us and practically screams. I kind of shoot her a what the F lady look while I'm helping him up, but this woman just scowls at me and whispers into her phone. I help my dad into the car so he can sit and catch his breath. While I finish putting up my groceries, I heard someone call out to me. I turn to see a police officer. Reddit, do you want to know what this Karen's reaction was to seeing a 50-something-year-old man with a cane falling over? Apparently, other than screaming, it was to call the cops and report him for public drunkenness. I didn't even know that was a thing until it was explained to me. But apparently, in my state, it's a Class C misdemeanor and you can get fined up to $500. A few questions and a breathalyzer test cleared my dad's name, and we got to go home without incidents. And I never did find out what happened to that nutcase of a woman. But what kind of backwards worldview do you need to have in order to look at an elderly person who's fallen over, see that they have a cane, and think, ooh, a drunkard and hazard to polite society? Well, OP, I'd love to help you out with that one, but I've got no idea, because nobody does. It's stupid. Genuinely, why not just go over there? I mean, I don't even know why I'm asking these questions, because any normal, sane person would do these things, but surely your go-to reaction when you see this happening would be to go and help and say, sir, are you okay? Do you need some help getting up? Can I assist you in any way? Not getting on the blower to the cops. Why would that be your first, you know, your this old man who has a cane and clearly struggles to walk, clearly that's obvious by the fact that he has a cane and that he's just fallen over, just call the police on him. Why not? That'd be my go-to reaction. Not. Makes no sense to me, but yeah, this is our Sash Entitled Parents, guys. Nothing really makes sense anymore, and this is just an epitome of that, I guess. Genuinely, halfway through reading this, I was thinking to myself, you know what? Fair enough. If she thinks that you've attacked this man, you've shoved him to the ground, it's a robbery, something like that, then, you know, fair enough. If her first intention is to call the police, that's her initial reaction. Got no problems with that. But it was after hearing that this woman reported the man for public drunkenness that I was just like, no, get all the logic out the window, because we don't need any of that around here. This is Entitled Parents. Now moving on to our third post, arguably the best post of the video, so you're going to want to stick around to hear what's going on in this one, guys. Entitled Mum wants resort upgrades for a resort she's not staying in, and puts the actual safety of her nearly drowned son behind being found out. This happened on Memorial Day, opening weekend of 2006, but it feels like yesterday, and the details will always be fresh in my mind. My very first legitimate job at age 16 was as a lifeguard for both the indoor and outdoor pools at a large lake resort. I had absolutely nothing to do with reservations, rooms, housekeeping, the restaurants, etc. I was a freaking lifeguard, right? It was my third day on the job when this happened as well. Now, anybody could access the outdoor pool. And since the resort was located in a state park, open to the public, we often had people coming up from the lake and the marina trying to swim in the pool. Anybody could buy a season pass or a single day entry to the pool, and we had two employees that would periodically walk the outdoor pool deck to check for either room keys or pool passes. One day, a woman that was letting her young son swim freely without any supervision was sitting at a table with an umbrella on the corner of the deck, slurping down alcoholic beverages. She kept sending her slightly older daughter over to my lifeguard stand to complain about things. My mummy wants to know why nobody has come to take another drink order. My mummy says the umbrella doesn't give enough shade and wants to know if we can move to the upper deck. Now, the upper deck was reserved for guests of the resort and had assigned tables and chairs with umbrellas per room number. The third time this kid came up to me, without taking my eyes off the water, I told her to let her mummy know that the lifeguards weren't in charge of any of those things and that I couldn't carry on conversations with anybody while keeping people safe in the pool. The daughter goes back over to her mum. Her mum then walks over, pulls her son from the water to talk to him for a minute, and then the son gets back to swimming. Now, I'm actively scanning and I can see all of this. 5 minutes later, the entitled mum comes storming over to my stand and demands that I give her a spot on the upper deck. When I refused to look in her direction and started to tell her she'd need to talk to the front desk, she somewhat quietly hissed at me about how rude I was being. The next thing I know, the son goes underwater. He's in the deep end, where he can't touch, and he isn't a strong swimmer. He was holding onto the ledge, but got distracted. I wonder what by, and let go. I immediately blow my whistle and jump in, pull him up and out of the pool, and start assessing him. The other guard on duty blows her whistle and empties the water. Protocol for a rescue there. Everyone is watching, and the entitled mum starts screaming, "How dare you ignore my requests? How dare you embarrass my son? And me like this?" She yanks her son up by the arm and starts pulling him towards their table. As I follow and tell her we need to wait on EMS to arrive, which the other lifeguard has called to the front desk and requested via radio. But she screams, "He is fine and we are leaving." Her son is literally coughing up water though and crying, and I'm attempting to tell the mum about delayed dry drowning.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
By now, the aquatics and resort manager are walking in our direction. The managers both make it to us, but the entitled mum is refusing to wait for EMS, screaming that she's a CNA and can care for her own son, and that dry drowning isn't real, and that we can't keep them there. The aquatics manager asks her to stay long enough to fill out an incident report / refusal form, and the resort manager asks for her room number so they can be checked on later. This is when everything clicks. The entitled mum has no room number, which, to be fair, I already knew, but I didn't have time to mention to my manager. She also doesn't have a pool pass and really any right to be there at all. The crazy thing is that she's willing to risk her son's life in order to avoid this information becoming apparent. She snuck in after the last desk check and planned to leave as the next started, which is about a 2-hour window. Her daughter is crying now, saying, "Mummy said we were coming here to swim and get ice cream." The entitled mum is screaming about suing me and the resort, and is belligerent enough that management determines she's drunk and can't drive with her kids. Park rangers show up, followed by EMS, and the rest is out of my hands, and I honestly don't know what happened to them. I do know the family was permanently banned from the resort though. That was the first rescue I'd ever made, and I was commended for it by management and other pool goers. It was a wild Sunday, to say the least. I went on to be a lifeguard for nearly 15 years, at pools and lakes and the ocean, as well as to manage my own pools. I could tell endless stories of entitled parents and children that I dealt with on a regular basis, especially as a pool manager. But this one is always the story that sticks out in my head, since it was my first job and my first rescue. Wow, there's a lot to unpack in that one. First of all, I want to say to OP, congratulations on doing your job expertly well. You know, when you have so many distractions going on as a lifeguard, I can imagine that even with all the training, it can be quite hard sometimes to maintain your focus on the pool, especially with a Karen screaming in your ear and having her daughter come up to you and saying, "I request drinks, alcohol, whatever." But you did the right thing, obviously. You stuck to your training and kept your eyes firmly on the pool. And when her son needed help, because let's be honest, he may well have been in grave danger, you were there to assist him and save his life. Just crazy to me. I mean, imagine that this Karen had distracted you enough to, in many ways, cause her own son's death by drowning because you were having to deal with her. That legitimately could have happened if you weren't as good a lifeguard. So yes, first of all, OP, well done. And second of all, the really crazy thing about this story, I mean, if it's even more crazy than my first point, is that this woman was so preoccupied and worried about getting caught out for being in a place that she wasn't supposed to be or allowed to be or didn't pay for entry into, that she was willing to just leave with her son potentially still dry drowning and just, you know, get out of there to save her own skin, but potentially, you know, without her son getting the treatment that he needed to survive, her son could have died. That's crazy. I mean, I read it in the title when she, you know, it said that the Karen puts her own son's life in danger in order to save her own back. But man, seriously? Her son's still like heaving water and clearly struggling to breathe. And she's like, "You know what? I don't need the EMS. I'm out of here. I want to save my own skin." I've seen some mental things on this subreddit, but guys, that's got to be right up there in my opinion. Jesus Christ. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. Mental, that last story. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, drop a like on this video. Let's try and hit 3.333k likes. Lovely little target for you there. A nice little round number in many ways. A third of 10k. Pretty sweet. If you're new around here, please consider subscribing to my channel, clicking this button and turning on notifications so you never miss one of my daily videos. I post here daily. And if you don't know that, then you really should know. Watch them all right here as well. And guys, have a great rest of your day. That's all I can say to you. Enjoy it. And I'll see you tomorrow with a brand new upload. Peace.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.